word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our Bible study in the mysteries of the Bible. Over the last few weeks, we've studied the mystery of God's love, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of God's will, and the mystery of God Himself. We're now going to be turning our Bible study to the mystery of His coming. We're talking about the first coming of Christ when He was born in Bethlehem. What a mystery this was to many of the people. Our text is going to be from 1 Peter chapter 1, and so I'd encourage you to go and turn over there and join us today as we consider His Word. Also want to encourage you to go and visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find all of these other messages and all of these other Bible studies on the mysteries of the Bible. So you can find them again at the website, www.considerhisword.org. Let's begin our Bible study today in 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading at verse 7 to kind of put our text into context. We're really going to look at verses 10, 11, and 12, but I want to start at verse 7 for our reading today. The Bible says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which they now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The mystery of His coming. The Bible here speaks of the prophets and how the prophets would speak of His coming. And for years, the prophets had been preaching of the coming of the Messiah. Now, I want to clarify, I'm not talking today about the second coming. We're going to deal with that later. But we're talking about the appearing of the Messiah, the promised one, the one that Moses spoke of when he said, there will be another that comes after me. You listen to him. David spoke of him many times in the Psalms. Isaiah spoke of him. Daniel spoke of him. Jeremiah spoke of him. And many of the other prophets, and even the minor prophets spoke of them. And yet there remained a mystery about His coming. There were some mysteries then about when and how and things of that nature when Christ would come. And in much the way that today we look toward the second coming of Christ, they were watching for His first appearing. And so the Bible says in verse 11 that these things were revealed to them. It says, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel. In other words, these prophets would tell about the coming of Christ, and they would foretell about the coming of God's chosen one, the Messiah. I suppose one of the first mysteries that they dealt with was when. When would he come? When would the Messiah be born? The first prophecy of the Savior was given all the way back in Genesis chapter 3, immediately after the fall, when Adam sinned. There in the garden, God told them, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This seed that God spoke of to Adam was the Lord Jesus Christ when he would come. And there was no mention of when it would happen, but that it would happen. And then again, the promise given to Abraham in chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says that God told Abraham that in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Every family of the earth would be blessed by the coming of the Messiah. And he gave Abraham those promises of being a great nation. And those that bless Abraham and his family would be blessed. And those that cursed Abraham and his family would be cursed. And that in Abraham, all the families of the earth would be blessed. Imagine that this promise was given to Abraham in Genesis 12, and it comes all the way down to you today. How is your family blessed? Your family is blessed by the fact that you can know Christ as your Savior and have the hope of eternal glory. That was the promise that he had made. But again, even in that prophecy, there was no mention of when. The only timeline we have of when Christ might come was given to Daniel in chapter 9. And God told him especially how many days it would be from the building of Jerusalem, the rebuilding of Jerusalem, until Messiah come. And he told him about weeks of years and so on. And, you know, that's a great Bible study, and we'll deal with that separately sometime. But it was the nearest thing that we had to a timeline. And so by the time that Jesus came, many were looking for him. They knew the time was near. Just like today, we know that the time of his second coming is near. They knew that his first coming was near, that the appearing of the Messiah would soon be here. And so many were watching for them. The Bible mentions two of them that were waiting in the temple for Jesus to come. Some were even trying to imitate him. They knew what his name would be, that his name would be Jesus. And so many would name their children Jesus, hoping that maybe their son would be the one. And they were trying to imitate him. And there were others who were claiming to be the Christ, claiming to be the Messiah. They were false teachers and false prophets and basically just liars. Phonies is what they were. You know, some were skeptical. Some thought, oh, no, he's not going to come. Just like many are skeptical today. I've even talked to what I would think of as mature Christians who would say, no, he's not coming. The Bible says he is, and I would rather trust the Bible than trust what other people say. And so some were even skeptical then that he would even come, or that the coming of the Messiah was anywhere even close. But even in all of that, there were some that were believing, and some that were watching, that the Messiah would be coming soon. And so they waited, and they watched, and they listened, and they anticipated when Jesus would come. There was a mystery about how he would come, about where he would be born. Although the Bible answered that mystery, many did not really know that or watch for that. And so they would watch for him to be born. Some thought maybe it would be in a big city, or perhaps he would be born in a palace, perhaps to a priest, or maybe he would be born in or around the temple, Perhaps he would be born in some kind of a religious family, or perhaps even a rich family. But you see, Isaiah the prophet gave us a hint about where he would be born and about how he would come. Isaiah 7:14 said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, by the way, means God with us. And so they knew this, that he would be born of a virgin. Now, that would seem impossible. Perhaps that was the reason for some of the skeptics, because they're saying, oh, this can't happen, this can't happen. Listen, God can do anything. There is nothing that is impossible with God. So how could it be that he would be born of a virgin? Even when the angel came to Mary, she had the same questions about how this would be. You know, remember when the angel came to her back in Luke chapter 1? I want to go back and read a couple of those verses. Back in Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, the Bible says, chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, "It was in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there should be no end. Then said Mary to the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Even Mary questioned about how this should be. How is this possible that she, knowing that she was a virgin, had never been with a man, could have this child? And so the angel explained it to her and how it would happen. And so that mystery was solved even in Mary. I'm afraid our time is gone for the day. We're going to pick this up again and talk about more about the mysteries of his coming. So join us again next week when we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.